and adapting and so forth is social power and value when you're equal to the level that creates it, that has that social power and influence. Bam, you are worthy. You are the equivalent to all of that power. In fact, you're above it. So a single video can go out and be seen, you know, it's reaching towards a billion on YouTube now. That's social power and influence. But when you understand production-wise that it's being created for social power and influence, when you think like a producer and lock into what's creating that social influence, you are its equal. You are at least as conscious. And when you view, so you're thus equal to it all. You're equal to that consciousness. You're equal to that level of energy. Or greater. Because you're equal to where it's coming from. So just thinking production-wise, okay, it's a video, let's set, lights, action. Okay, let's have her hair, like move her hair, put the fan over here so it's blowing her hair this way. Makeup, get makeup. And put some more eyeshadow under there. Okay, I want you to look more teasy, more flaunting. Yeah, like that. You know, no, stand over here, turn this way. All of that, when you understand what it is that's creating social power and influence that goes out there in that forms of distribution channels and networks, understand that any effect and influence that has, when you lock into the core of what it is, you're equal to all of that social power. Think about that. Better yet, instead of thinking about it, know it. Sense it emotionally, physically, you know, on greater levels. When you can just get that, that's insane. So we're talking about eradicating like that remaining block, the social one. You don't, oh, I don't feel worthy. These women are on pedestals. Understand this, you are worthy on all the other levels. You just have to connect with it. What's in the way, your biggest block, is probably social, maybe personal. So what I'm talking about here, and this is worth 5 years of realm, is to, or about that, maybe more to you, is we're basically getting rid of the biggest block so that you're worthy of the most beautiful women in the world, so that you're worthy of the most socially popular women in the world. You're equal to the power that they have, is what I'm saying. You're equal to that power because you're connected to where it's coming from. Yeah, that was big. Okay, so let me go on with what I have here. In other words, different angle, take the game of buying out the VIP out of the equation and believe on a level of equality with the producers who create that level of social power and influence, who create that social value and the beliefs and influence it has, and I'm trying to translate this live, as an effect, and you're worthy of everything else it has an afterburner effect on. So you look at, you know, a pretty face on the cover of a magazine, you're worthy. You look at a woman in a music video, you're worthy. You look at some diva on stage with a sexy body dancing, millions of people watching the video of it on YouTube or whatever afterwards, you're worthy. Why? Because everything's energy. Because you're already worthy as a man in relationship to a woman physically, you're worthy sexually in polarity, the ability to procreate, reproduce with her. What you're seeing is the disconnection that society creates. You're not going to procreate with her when she's on the stage. Okay, maybe in parts of Germany, I don't know. Okay, but normally, normalische, it's a one-on-one thing. So the more you're attuned to the way attraction and the propagation of life works, that you are worthy sexually. Doesn't matter, you know, if you think you're not good looking or whatever, you connect more to your the power of your consciousness that you are worthy and attractive. And that socially you couldn't propagate in that kind of relationship with the media that is distributed to millions of people. So when you're locked in socially, to help you get rid of this, when you're worthy of the entire social matrix and machine, when you think like a producer and everything that creates that power and influence, you're worthy to all of it, and actually even more worthy because you're on a level above that social power and influence to awaken women into reality instead of the divertive social lower conscious experience that, you know, that's been created there. So by being equal to all social energy, by where it's created at its root, you basically are worthy socially to the most socially valued women in the world. So you could say, oh, she has higher social class, or she's out of my league. No. No one's out of anyone's league. It's just, what level of consciousness are you connected to in your worthiness? What levels of social power are you equal to in your worthiness? This is huge. This is massive right here. This is how to be worthy to all women, how to be worthy to all social power. Go to the source of where it's created. Be equal to it all. You know, instead of being under the influence, oh, this, it's on a stage, the flashy lights and stuff, you know, it's on TV, millions of people are seeing it. That's above you in a social relationship. The media advertising puts women on a pedestal, dressed a certain way. That's social creation. When you come in equal to the power which has created it and are actually in higher consciousness yourself, you've trumped all of that. So bring that with you on your dates or when you're meeting women. Bam, you are worthy. But I'm on that level anyways, just from knowing the cause of the social matrix and pop culture itself. Possibly go over this a couple times just to soak it in. We'll leave it at that, huh? This is such a huge concept. I'll cover it in the future with more clarity. And I'm just going off my notes here. So just, it's so quantum anyways that you probably should go through and rewind it. Because if you have any social blocks with women, this is about the most profound thing you will ever hear. Ever hear. Because everything else where other people are coming from, PUA workshop, boot camps, you know, and their entire level of consciousness and reality is they are disempowered, they are under the influence of the matrix, they're not equal to all of its power that's created and leveraged, they're not equal to it, they're playing within the game that's been contrived.